Paul and Barnabas and John Mark left Antioch in Syria to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. It was Paul's first missionary journey. After preaching the good news in Cyprus, they sailed to Asia Minor and landed at Perga, chief city of the province of Pamphylia. It was here that John Mark decided to quit the tour and go back to Jerusalem. After he left, Paul and Barnabas went northwards through Pisidia, which was then part of the Roman province of Galatia, to reach the city of Antioch. The road leading from Perga to Pisidian Antioch lay through rugged, hilly ground. The journey was dangerous, as the mountainous regions of Pisidia were overrun with hostile, warlike tribes that not even the Romans had been able to subdue, but Paul and Barnabas arrived safely. Antioch was the most important city of the area. It was a Roman colony with a large Jewish community. On the Sabbath day, Paul and Barnabas entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading of passages from the Law and the Prophets, the synagogue rulers sent a message to Paul and Barnabas, inviting them to speak. So Paul stood up and began to address the assembly. His message began with a brief outline of Jewish history, from the time God chose the people of Israel up to the reigns of Saul and David. From then on, Paul began to announce Jesus. He reminded the people of the promises God had made to King David. From David's descendants, he said, God has raised up a Savior in Israel, Jesus, about whom John the Baptist testified when preaching repentance and baptizing the people. Paul spoke of the Jews' rejection of Jesus and how the rulers of the people had asked Pilate to have him crucified, although he had done no wrong. This happened, said Paul, so that the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath might be fulfilled. Then he went on to explain that Jesus had been raised from the dead by the power of God, because, he said, it is written in the Psalms that God would not allow his Holy One to see decay. Paul described how Jesus had appeared to his disciples for many days after his resurrection. Therefore, my brothers, he continued, I want you to know that through Jesus the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. By him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. The assembly listened attentively to Paul's message, and as they were leaving, they invited Paul and Barnabas to come back and speak again the following Sabbath. Many of the Jews and believing Gentiles went with them to talk about these matters. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict Paul and insult him. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly. We had to speak the word of God to you first, they said, but since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles, for this is what the Lord has commanded us to do. When the Gentiles heard this, they were filled with joy and praised God. Many people believed, and the gospel spread throughout the whole region. But the Jews stirred up the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city against the two missionaries, who were persecuted and thrown out of the area. Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet against them and went to Iconium, an important town in the southern part of the Roman province of Galatia. They stayed there some time, preaching in the synagogue, and many Jews and Gentiles were converted, as the Lord confirmed their message by enabling them to perform miracles. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against them, so that the people of the city were divided. Some were for the Jews, others for the two missionaries. Then the Jews and Gentiles, together with their leaders, decided to stone them. But Paul and Barnabas found out about it and left for two other towns in the area, where they continued to preach the good news. Next episode, the end of the first missionary journey.